I'm Todd Gatti, and this is the 3-Minute Head Start. Have you ever made a dumb decision? That's a dumb question, isn't it? Of course we have. We've all made dumb decisions. But have you ever found yourself making the same dumb decision over and over again? I think it's important when we get to that point to examine what are some triggers that cause those same dumb, unfortunate decisions to be made and seek to avoid those triggers. Let me share 6 very quickly with you. 6 triggers that if we'll pay attention to them, they can help us from making some rather bad decisions. Number 1, avoid major decision making when you're tired. There is something about fatigue that not only wears us down physically, but it wears us down emotionally and mentally, and it can make decision-making a very difficult thing, and we, quite frankly, can make some real unfortunate choices when we're tired. So be very careful about making big decisions when you're tired. Number 2, avoid decision-making or be very careful with your decision-making if you have been alone for extended periods of time or there's been isolation from people. There's something about community that causes us to be better ready to make good decisions. If you know you're going to be away from people for a long period of time or alone, be very careful about your decision making. Number 3, decision making is very difficult when there's a lack of spiritual renewal. I'm a Christian, and so I read the scriptures and I pray, and I find that to be very, very helpful in my decision making because it keeps me spiritually renewed. It's hard to operate on empty for too very long. Number 4, avoid big decisions following a great success. It's ironic, but sometimes success itself can be very detrimental to decision making after that success because we let our guard down. I think 5thly, related to that, is be very careful making decisions following a long period of successfully managing other temptations, because again, our guard can go down and we can think we've kind of got it figured out and got it managed. So be very careful about that. Be intentional about succeeding each time, but realize that that brings with it some temptations itself. And then I think lastly, number 6, watch our decision making after moments of discussion with friends about our struggles regarding decision making. Sometimes just sharing our weaknesses with a trusted friend can then put us in a situation where we feel like, I've talked about it. I can be a little cavalier with my attitude toward it. Be on guard. We can make good decisions. We can avoid making wrong choices and wrong decisions. Let's work at it this week. You can do it. All right, see you next time.